What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 25, part 3 of the Tucson Pinball Podcast. So we're still doing the long overdue 2017 Pinburg recap. We're doing it with Ben. And so I reviewed this entire third segment earlier today, and just so I could kind of refresh a little bit, because it has been a little while since I've done this. I apologize for that. But either way, so I listened to everything, and both tracks were in there, and I go to do the before and after kind of chit-chat, and I don't know what happened, but it corrupted my side of the audio. So basically, we have a one-person conversation, but that's okay because it's not me, it's Ben, and Ben's the one that actually made it into the third day. He made it into D-Finals, and I'm just going to throw this out there because I feel kind of bad that it took me so long to get this taken care of, and now like my side of the conversation is gone, but you know, whatever, I wasn't playing, and just kind of have the conversation in your head, I guess. I don't know. Pretend you're talking to Ben. You know, what questions would you ask? How would you respond? You know, all that fun stuff. So anyways, here we go. Day 3 recap.
So I got to go into the playoffs, and I didn't get any buys getting 23rd. I think one more point might have gotten me a buy. But first round of playoffs was on Mousing Around, which I'd never played. Big Game, which I really like. Avatar, which I'd also never played. And Argosy, which I really like. So, I thought, well, this isn't a terrible round to start with. Mousing Around, it didn't do great, didn't do poorly. Big Game, I finished last on Big Game. It was awful. I had so many shots at the spinners on the left, and I don't think I hit them a single time. Lit or not, I just could never hit those spinners, figure out which flipper to shoot them from or anything. It turned out to not take a lot to win that game in our group, but you know, I just had nothing the whole time. So I think I went into it with just a couple points. I took a third on Mousing Around. So after two games, I only had 1 point. I ended up winning Avatar thanks to pin tips. So that was great. And Argosy, I played Argosy a bunch at Indisc. And that was a really good game. And I hit the spinner an awful lot. I had some good bonus going, and I ended up winning that one as well. So I earned 7 points in my first round, and that was enough to move on. Right. Yep. Round two. I was on a different bank in round two, so we had Creature from the Black Lagoon, Cyclops, which is I think that's a Gottlieb / Premier disaster. Okay. Game plan. Yeah. The only thing that I liked about Cyclops was that it has an upper left flipper, which has a spinner like just right above it. And I don't even remember how I got the ball in this position, but you could like regularly backhand that spinner from the upper left flipper. And it was just a super repeatable shot in a really weird place. And it was worth a bunch of points. So we had that game and Godzilla, which is pretty fun. I think it's a Sega. And Jungle Queen, which is a great EM that I've certainly watched a lot of Jungle Queen on various pop-up broadcasts in the past. Creature I've played a lot of and done well on, and I managed to win that game. What else did I... Let's see. Wish I could see the rest of exactly what I earned on each game. I ended up with 8 points in that group, though. I think I won Creature and then just had pretty good games on the rest. So 8 points was enough to move on. All right, so I went into, I think this was around the time you brought me a sandwich from Subway. And that was glorious because playoffs are long. That went on a long time. You don't really get any breaks to escape and get some food. Really, my thought going into playoffs was, all right, well, I don't want to do this, but I'm probably going to do what I do in most playoffs. I'm going to go out in the first round, and then I'm going to, go get some beers and sit there and watch the A finals until they finish. And so I had, just the idea of bringing food along and bringing water and all this stuff, it just never crossed my mind that I was going to get past the first round or maybe first two rounds of the playoffs. So we go into round three, and now we're on the third and final bank, I guess, of the D playoff groups. And so I hadn't played the set yet. This was Circus Voltaire, Mars Trek, which I had played before, Genesis, and Stars, which I had played before very poorly. So the Circus, I had lots of trouble on Circus. It's already kind of a weird layout. I shouldn't say weird layout. It has an unconventional in-lane, out-lane area. And there's lots of things that can send the ball out that you don't normally expect. And so I lost that game. Mars Trek. I know Mars Trek. I've played it a bunch. I just didn't play as well as anybody else in my group. So I lost that game. So I lost my first two games, and I have 0 points going into game three. I managed to be the only one to get anything done in Genesis, and I took a win there. And then Stars, I did well enough to win Stars. I had a reasonably good game on Stars. So winning the last two games got me 6 points and enough to move on. Yeah, so that group had round three was when the top seed came in, and he's the one that chose the bank with Circus on it. So round four, I'm not the best on the tournament rules, but looking back, I thought there is a rule about not being able to pick the same bank twice in a row. Does that sound familiar? Yeah, and so the number one seed in the group again chose the same bank, and I didn't know any better. I didn't think anything of it. Nobody else knew any better. Tournament director didn't think anything of it. So played the exact same four games. I mean, at this point, I figure I've played all three of the banks, so I kind of don't care. I've had great games and terrible games on all of them. It's the one I was most fresh on, and I also got the least points on it. So I don't know. It's hard to say. I think each of the three banks had two games that I was comfortable on and two games that I wasn't. So I kind of looked at it like I don't really care which bank we're playing. If I had known the rules better, I might have said something just so that we would, follow the rules. But I didn't. So I think that's just what happens. I think that's just what happens when you end up in D. So round four, we're playing the same games in round four. I did a little better on Circus. I got one more point than the last time. Mars Trek, I did okay on Genesis. I got almost the exact same score as my winning score from the previous round, and I got 1 point instead of three. So that was a little disappointing. And then Stars was the last game again, and I managed to get another win on Stars. So that ended up with 7 points there, and seven is pretty much always enough to move on. So last game, or last round, so now I'm in the final four round. And of course, before we start, the TD for our group gets out the Pinburg medals and sets them across one of the other games, so that we can all see them out there. And our number one seed again picks the same bank. So now, yeah, and the previous two banks he had won those by pretty good margins. So he had no motivation to go anywhere else, and because he had two buys, he hadn't even played any of the other banks. So, yeah. So anyway, Circus. It's like every time I played Circus, I got gradually better. I ended up second. It was really close between me and the third place player. He drained out and his bonus was counting up and it looked like it was going to be close, and he came within like 400,000 of my score. So that was, let's see. So I got 2 points there. Mars Trek, we had a mechanical partway through, kind of threw things off a little bit, but, all the scores were really close. You know, I think first to last was only a 100,000 point difference, which isn't a whole lot on that game. So yeah, I think it had played, the upper flipper hadn't really changed. Like the last two rounds, it played the same as it was playing that round, but nobody had ever said anything. It's an EM, so if a flipper isn't 100%, you kind of just figure that's how it is. And but he decided to call over a tech, and that was really a turning point for him, because he lost the first game and he ended up coming back to win the whole thing. But Genesis, I couldn't get any of my shots anymore on Genesis. I couldn't hit the ramps anymore. I wasn't good at hitting the orbits anymore. I had a bad center drain, so Genesis was just a disaster this time around. And we got to the last game, which is going to be Stars again. And I was looking at all the ways this could play out, and I had one out that would get me a tiebreaker, that I thought would get me into a tiebreaker for potentially the win. And I had to finish first, and I said there was only one out, so I had to finish first, and the other three players had to finish in a specific order. And I did end up winning the game, and one of the other players finished where they needed to finish, and then the other two were swapped. And so I ended up, I think I ended up with 6 points, and that was just one out of the playoff. I think I had six, two players had seven. And then the fourth place player had, I don't remember, three or four. So ended up finishing third, and honestly, I was pretty happy with that. I was really impressed with how well all the machines played. Like, it's unusual if you come across an arcade or a bar that has, like, 10 games where, you know, half of them play really well. Like, not just that they function, but they actually play well. And for having several hundred games in the tournament, they effectively all played really well. Like, everything had strong flippers. Every spinner was super fast. It was just really, really impressive that they could get a collection of games that big in such good shape for an event like this. So that was great. And then I thought it was kind of nice to see the difficulty of the machines. I think, first of all, given that I've watched a lot of the coverage from Pinburg and Papa events before, having a good frame of reference for how difficult those machines are when I watch the top players play on them is very helpful, and it makes their performance that much more impressive when you see somebody put up a huge score on Funhouse or something like that, and you know that that's a challenging funhouse. It's not like something you're going to find at a bar where it, you know, it plays slow and easy. But I was gonna say, I appreciated that they were set up fast and steep, but like there was never anything crazy about any of the games with how difficult they were. You know, most of them had their outlane posts still in, and like the stars that I played a bunch, it still had a rubber on the center post. Right. So yeah. So I remembered that center post pass after the tournament, fortunately, and I thought, oh, that's right. I remember watching Bone's tutorial on this. He did the center post pass. I'm gonna try it just in my, you know, in the free games the next day, and it worked perfectly. Like it put the ball right on the flipper where you could just nail the spinner. I thought, boy, I don't think I would have the guts to try to test that in an actual tournament setting, but it was pretty cool that it really worked. Yeah, I think I want to go to the same events, and I'll probably add one more. I don't know if it's going to be Bat City again, or maybe try something in the Northwest or in Colorado. I think at some point I'd really like to do the 24-hour event at the Sanctum, but that's another one that sells out really fast. I looked at my groups, and I felt like I did really well on EMs. I actually got the fewest points on EMs, but I had the most wins. So I only remembered the wins. I also had the most zeros on EMs. So yeah, I had across all the categories, I had 11 wins and 11 zeros. So a few fewer zeros would be good for next year. But my points across each category were not that far off. I had 14 on EMs, 15 on DMDs, 16 early solid state, and 17 late solid state. Yeah, I think I'm just looking for fewer zeros. Those hurt. Yeah, I think one thing that I look forward to the next time is hopefully fewer games where I say I've never played this before. And they're just so like I feel like I've played a lot of games, and it's just constantly surprised how many times I play something that I'd never seen before, in some cases never even heard of before. Well, and it's so great being able to take that whole Saturday and just play as much as you can. Thanks for having me.
So there you have it. Talk about a terrible technical issue, but you know what? We made it through 25 episodes without having something completely catastrophic go on, and then guess what? We lose half of an episode, basically. So, again, I apologize about that. If I can find a way to whatever my version of it, I don't even know. Like, I closed the program before, and it didn't save, like, and I reopened the original, which had worked earlier in the day. I have no idea what happened. I don't know where it went. I don't have the original raw files because Ben recorded it on his end, and then he sent it to me, and then I threw it into the side that I had recorded and then started splicing that up. So maybe lessons learned. Save the original if you're going to split it up into more than one group because, things break, right? So, you know, what are you going to do? So anyways, the podcast will continue. I have not been completely ignoring some of the things I want to talk about. So I have a few notes. I've got a few episodes I want to take care of. And yeah, so we'll try to put another one out pretty soon that's actually fully complete and has all the audio that is required. All right. So thanks. Party on.
Party on, Wayne.
Party on, Garth.
It's Wayne's World. Wayne's World.